If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom, so what do you think?
Yes, my darling son.
I need to tell you that Misha is, she's my fiance.
Oh, and I'm is gonna, she?
You what? Have a big problem
so
with it.
I'm what? So happy.
What?
I'm so happy. I'm overjoyed.
But Mom, she has two kids. She's divorced. I don't care.
If you told me she had an arm growing out of her head, that's great. I'm happy. But I'm crying.
She
my son's
Mom?
Not a fag.
But
I mean, what? Great.
What if she's a slutty, slut, slut? Just like slutty, slutty.
We all have problems.
She hates puppies.
I'm sure puppies are problems.
She can't cook.
Who cares? She'll order out. I'm just glad you're not a pickle smoker. I mean, I love her.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
The hugest plot point of their whole storyline.
It was just like a balloon going.
I'm telling you, she's just happy her son's not marrying a man.
That's what I said too. I don't need this pillow.
Did you just knock shit over?
I didn't have any Dr. Pepper in it. Why do you care? We're in a hotel room. There's semen on this floor. Y'all.
There is now.
We're in Denver. If you're watching on the Intimate Portrait, we're sitting on a little love seat.
And there's a bear above us.
They can't really see that.
Oh.
We did as best as we could on the light and the sound. Now, look. We had the camera. We were going to set it all up in this certain angle. The light was going to be perfect. Christina wasn't going to be able to bitch at us for it because that's her job. And we called to request an extension cord. And they said, we'll bring it right up. And Poodle, you want to just show them? On the Intimate Portrait, they bought us?
This is the best we can do. This is a plug-in that has three more outlets to it.
Not a cord. There's not even a cord in it.
This is like, I bet you there are 1,200 rooms here. In this resort.
Yes.
So apparently, there's no extension cords.
There's no extension cords.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Thanks for trying.
Thanks, Gaylord.
Kick it off or people are going to be bugged by it. All right, y'all.
Ooh,
this
my
is
foot's, my foot's extended.
We're going to have to stop in a little bit because Poodle's got an Instacart order coming because he's out of Flonase and lube. Boy, that's an order.
When you get old, you need Flonase.
You do need Flonase.
When you run out.
You do need Flonase. How are your eyes doing today?
They're better.
Good. Good.
They were swollen and
Poodle's
gross.
Got new contacts, so it bothers him.
Y'all, we're
in Denver. That's where we are at Podcast Movement. We've had a great, wonderful time. Our panel with Pink Shade and DocuSweeties went really well. We're already in New York as you're listening to this.
That's true. Your voice is so raspy. You sound like Dom DeLuise.
Oh, that is a compliment. Thank you.
You know, he gets up like this.
Come here, genius. And not gay.
Shockingly.
Not gay.
Father of Peter DeLuise.
Who is Peter? I think, oh, yes. Is he gay?
Don't know.
Imagine if you were gay and your name was DeLuise. It works. God, I love
Poodle DeLuise.
Yes, Dom DeLuise is one of my comic idols.
Yes, Cannonball Run.
Oh. I don't
and
even remember
that
movie.
That
it's
kind
been
of
so
like
long.
Hat that cabbies wore.
He did. Any other announcements, Pooh?
Yes. Big announcements.
What?
Huge.
What?
Epic. Love is Blind.
Oh, yes.
You scared me.
We said that at the same time.
Love is Blind Season 5 officially is announced for September 22nd after The Altar comes out.
So when is the After The Altar?
After The Altar comes out September 1st, which is extreme.
Which means Plathville's coming back on September 5th, which means...
Also selling The OC September 8th.
We're getting raw-dogged. Raw-dogged.
Wow.
Wow. We just come back from this. We're going to be in New York City, and we'll immediately have to hurry up, jump, and watch all of Selling Sunset, so that way we can put it out.
Selling the OC. So, yeah, for those of you who are on the $5 tier, you're going to get Selling the OC, Love is Blind, and After the Altar. And those of you who are on the $8 tier are going to get all of that, plus Plathville. It's going to be a good month. September's going to be good to you.
Good to
on
you.
On Reality Plus.
Tiring for us.
Yes.
But hopefully all good shows. I get excited. They're all fun to watch. So.
Oh, I you will never get me to turn my back on Love is Blind.
Yeah.
They'll make 14 seasons and I'll watch.
Okay, so what?
YouTube Live this Sunday. We'll be in New York.
It's already happened.
Never mind.
Hope you enjoyed it. What was your favorite part of the live, Poods?
When I ate a dollar slice and complained that it wasn't as good as the dollar slices I remember.
That actually could actually happen. Could actually happen.
I'm planning on doing that.
Oh, great.
Because the New York that I was in is not a New York that exists anymore.
Poodle's upset by it.
Anywho, I think it's all the announcements we have. I can't, without Timey, I don't know where I am.
Oh,
I'll
be
honest.
I can set a timer on my phone.
What time is it?
We can do it.
Can I see it?
Yeah. I think it'll be the same.
Will it go away?
I don't know. Let's just try.
There's very few things we know for sure.
Not a lot.
It's like that.
Not
what
a lot.
What is that book by Wally something? It's like, this I know for sure. For us, it'd be like two things.
The
mail doesn't come on Sundays. Although sometimes it does.
Sometimes it does. Now, I don't think we can count up. So that means we've got to set it for, it's going to be a countdown.
I hate this. Already take it off. That makes me too nervous.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That would make you nervous.
It makes me nervous.
All right. Well.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Who cares?
Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right.
I think that's it. We had a really fun panel here talking at Podcast Movement.
Yeah.
With DocuSweeties and Mary Payne. Did you already say that?
We did.
I wasn't listening.
I don't care. Doesn't bother me. I don't know at the time of this airing, y'all. There was an event with some free drinks.
Yeah.
And we decided it was a good idea for Mary Payne watched.
I don't know if you should talk about this.
It's true. Well, I'm just going to say
it
this.
It may never exist.
Mary Payne watched the last episode of the third episode of Last Resort and wanted to watch it together. We recorded it on video, but I don't know if you're going
to
see it.
I went to bed because I was expecting a gentleman caller.
Oh, did he call?
More on this later.
Oh, no. That means no.
Actually, I fell asleep. I fell asleep with my glasses on.
Oh, I hate when you fall asleep after you've douched yourself. You're just sitting
there. It's
the
worst.
It's the worst for nothing. But anyway,
it's like, like wearing your rain boots and it doesn't rain.
Oh, all right. Let's move on.
We're going to do this in order. This episode.
Yeah, thank you.
B90, Season 6, Episode 13, Modern Romance, which Modern I looked up. And is a movie with Albert Brooks.
Oh.
Do you know who that is?
He's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
He was in Mother with Debbie, him and Demi Reynolds.
Oh.
Never saw that film.
I never saw him. No, but I know Albert Brooks.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Let's talk about Christian and Cleo. We're going to do these in the order that they aired this time.
Yeah.
So, Christian and Cleo.
I just have to say, there is a specific talent that British people have that they think they're saying something novel or interesting or they're saying like a first or they're almost celebrating something. But it comes off as the most vile insult. Like, oh my goodness. Like Little Lloyd Fauntleroy, who was dressing Christian. Oh my goodness. Yours is absolutely the smallest neck I've ever encountered. Oh, like, it's like a child. How do you find things? You have a size 14 neck.
How do you hold up your head?
But it was weirdly kind.
It was kind.
But it was cutting and so cruel at the same time.
You respected it.
I did.
I know you do.
Little Lord Fauntleroy was on her game, tongue pop.
On her game. I want to say, they're doing this. They're trying on costumes.
It's a talent that the Brits have. Yeah.
Does it feel like they're just friends? Does it feel like they're in a relationship?
Here's what I think you are reacting to. Cleo is never, because of her autism, is never going to give you comfortability quickly.
That's very true.
Christian is always on. So he's going to give you what a kind of a performance of what a relationship is.
Yeah.
So you're never going to get, a couple vibe with these two.
That's true.
And maybe 2 years later, that's never going to happen. Because they're DOA, y'all. Even the star lady told them that.
It's written in the stars.
It's written in the stars. Written in the stars.
Y'all, by the way, speaking of stars, I hope you're faring well because we're in a Mercury retrograde. Started today when we're recording. Actually, it started at 30 minutes ago.
Are we recording?
Yeah, exactly. Are the red lights on? We're in it now.
So
that's probably why our plug got messed up.
What's interesting is both of them love cosplay. It was an interesting little detail. Completely makes sense for him because he's always just trying out new personas, and for her, being able to switch an identity is interesting for her.
They look cute as gangsters, I will say.
I'm a gangster, and you're my floozy. And she's like, what is a floozy? He's like, it's kind of like a skank. I enjoyed that.
We were just talking about that word with Wah from DocuSweetie. She's like, our dad used to say that. Don't dress like a floozy.
I like Jezebel or Slattern.
I don't think your mother ever told you that.
No, I think Slattern.
Jaybird, stop dressing like a slattern.
A slattern is, I think, more Shakespearean. Concubine in the Bible.
Boy, that really is where I learned about sluts, was the Bible.
Well, concubines were actually mistresses in a nice way.
What a fun job.
But I think they were owned.
Oh.
So,
that's not good.
Yeah.
I just found out about, maybe it was in the Sissy Squad. Y'all join our Sissy Squad, our private Facebook group.
We have fun in there.
Over 10,000 members, we do. They're called.
You're getting some leg and dairy here.
Oh, great! They're called like, what are they called? Sitting. There's these special sitting chairs, and that back in like Victorian times, women would sit on these chairs, and there was holes in the chair, and men would lick their pussy. That's what they be
like. We have ribbing chairs.
Well, they would have. They were called like sitting. It was like a thing, and now it's a thing like an S&M where women sit in a chair, and then a man or well,
what
any
are they
person.
Called?
I don't remember. They're called something like dolling, or no, they're not called pussy chairs. They're called something like dolling up, or
got to work on the way you say P-U-S-S-Y.
What? I'm just saying. But but literally in like this back in history, women, their husbands would go away to fight a war, and they'd be like, Harold, come here and service me. And the men would almost like slaves. Some of them would have to go, and they would
good
have to sometimes
them.
Do many,
good
many
for those women,
many women.
Good.
I love a rimming
chair. I've seen a rimming chair. Y'all, you
wait,
can,
there's rimming chairs too?
Oh, honey, I've been in one. It's kind of a setup.
Wow.
And it doesn't
just
take
explain
a lot.
It. I'm already sick, so just explain it.
So it's got a hole. It's got a hole in there, and they just. I think there's actually a place for the person's head.
That then that's the same thing as the pussy chair.
I think it's just a modification. Just
what is it called?
You take it a little bit around the back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Put the whole.
I've sat in more than one actually.
Put the whole new meaning to Lazy Boy.
But you know what? Strangely, I was not lazy in it.
No, but you
quite
were because you were sitting there.
Yeah, but you can move around a little bit.
Oh, boy.
You can just like.
You need a break in the wood. You're just like, harder, harder. I can't feel it. Just crack.
I can't feel anything at all anymore.
A rimming chair. Wow.
Yeah.
Boy.
Anyway.
Lived a life.
So where are we? The little Lord Fauntleroy, the cosplay assistant, gives them a night clothing, and what kind of makes me sad is Cleo is still saying, I can't believe I pulled this guy. Like, she doesn't think she's good enough for him.
She doesn't think she's good enough
for almost
anyone.
Anybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a lot of self-esteem issues. Because
like when he came
here.
Out and he looked, she's like, oh, he looks so good. And she said, I can't believe I have this type of pull. And I went,
pulled him, yeah.
I was like, you're fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like I would say, if we're going by looks wise, she's way hotter than him.
I agree. So he's like, and I've got something for you. Gives her a necklace. And then, y'all... Then he's like, this is a physical thing to represent my love for you.
And she goes, did you see her face when she said, your what?
Your love for me?
It was like a Darcy moment.
What?
This, whether he intended it or not, I can't speak to his motivations. I think I kind of know what they are. This is a pseudo-romantic gesture because that's all he is. And I think it was kind of a slip of the tongue, but I think he knew it would be for her, and she would see that. And it's not fully love bombing. This is kind of like love
grenading. Love grenading.
He's pulling the pin,
but like you throw it in a gateway, you go, eh.
And it may
get him, Nade.
And it may land, and it may not. But
I agree. I don't get grenades. How do you know you're going to hit the right place? They're not very accurate.
I don't think it really matters. I think when you're throwing a grenade, I don't think it's to actually hurt one person. I think you're trying to cause mass damage in any way you can do that.
I don't like this.
Just from what I know of war. I've never fought in one, in this life anyway.
Yeah, I think. I know in other lives you've caused them.
I would have been a
someone
better.
Fucked some king when they should have been fucking another prince, and they caused a war.
They went to war. Can we see? What, for little old me?
Princess Jaylene's at it again.
What? Did I do that?
Did I do that, little old Jaylene?
Was I responsible for the Burgundian War? Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, but all those men on horseback fighting for me. Oh, I would have loved that.
I think it happened.
Yeah.
I think it
happened.
I would
have loved for a night to kill for me.
Thanksgiving in Britain.
It's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Is someone going to stuff my turkey?
I'm too full of potatoes to get fucked.
To get fucked.
God. So.
Made me excited. I'm getting ready for that.
Now, I wanted to reach out to someone who I knew would have an opinion on Thanksgiving and an American style Thanksgivings in different countries.
Yes.
So, and for a lot of people, for a lot of expats, American expats who live overseas, you know that getting things for a typical American Thanksgiving is easier than it, or it's harder than it sounds.
Call me crazy, but I don't think they have fried onions for green bean casserole. Call me crazy.
I think you'd be correct. Now, they are, of course, what I would say, the person I reached out to was Michelle from Blighty Day.
Michelle and Robin over at Blighty Day Fiance. We love that podcast.
And I just asked because I knew it was a little difficult. And so Michelle put her spin on it, and she said a couple of things she's went through. And she said things are better in the last 15 years that she's been there, but it was really hard to find things like cranberry sauce because she said the definition of sauce is different in the UK.
Ah.
Sauces are mostly mayonnaise, Worcestershire sauce-based nightmares that you don't want to go near, or things like salad cream, which I can't imagine. More likely you would find a cranberry chutney than a
nice on a turkey sandwich.
She also says Libby's pumpkin mix, which is used to make pumpkin pie, is a prized tin, and it used to be available only at Whole Foods, and now there are
Whole
more
Foods
places.
And you God, they're running the world.
Whole Foods, anyway. But and she also says turkeys are for special order, so this was fake. So it would have been really hard for them to randomly get a turkey. Especially the day before.
Get a Cornish game hen.
You know how Americans are about tradition. I would agree with you at this point.
I would want, if I lived in another country and I was celebrating Thanksgiving, I would want to embrace things they cook there. Like, make it a new thing.
That's not very American. I think I agree with you. There's certain things I would want. However, y'all, Christian, what Michelle does follow up with, the main point is you will never in your life walk into an English grocery store outside of London and get what you need for an American Thanksgiving ever.
Ever.
It's just not going to happen. You have to special order things. You'll have to trade with others. They talk about finding American cereal, but expats can definitely weigh in on this.
Oh.
So y'all in our...
I will be in another country this Thanksgiving. I'll be in Italy, and I'm not having turkey and dressing.
Let us know if you as American expats, either in the Patreon comments or maybe in our Sissy Squad, let us know what you go through for your Thanksgivings, or maybe you've just thrown your traditions aside.
Maybe.
Which I think sometimes that's fine.
I'm going to be Italian wine drunk on Thanksgiving.
What's that? What else is new?
It's Italian wine.
Now, Christian wants creamed corn that he says he's eaten out of a can. This was vile. Absolutely vile.
If you can dream it, you can cream that corn. You just got to take that corn cob. You gotta butter it up.
No!
You gotta rub it back and forth. Back and forth. Creamy.
Stop it right now. So
can't do that when we're going out, boys.
And I liked it when he's like, oh, pineapple. And Cleo, who seems to have never seen a television show about Thanksgiving, because she's like, do you exchange gifts?
I realized
this. Is there a Father Thanksgiving who comes?
Where is Cleo from?
Italy, originally.
Oh, because I was, and I went, it took me 8 episodes to go, wait a minute, Cleo doesn't have a British accent. It just hit me.
Actually, it took you that long.
I just went, where is she from?
She says certain things with a British inflection, but her accent is definitely not British homegrown, for sure. It's quite, it's very northern Italian.
Ah.
There's a little bit of, the as far northern that you go, your Italian is tinged with sometimes Swiss, sometimes French, sometimes German inflections.
Mm.
Especially if like Emilia Romagna, like really, really far north. So.
Right.
But yeah, she is Italian. Anyway.
I'm going to say this. They go look, but.
I just need to say, eating cream corn out of a can is vile.
Yeah.
I find cream corn that is not homemade to be vile.
We used to eat cream corn out of a can as a kid.
Vile.
It's the mark of your family is a poverty. That's why my dad liked it.
I won't be made to feel bad about
that. No, I'm not making you feel bad, but like that's what,
yeah,
you know, that's what he liked because that's what they got.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, so 4 hours later, she's going to do something, and he's going to be by himself.
She's got a class.
That class, that was it.
He's going to go to the pub for a few pints. And I wrote, yikes, because yikes. Good things happen when Christian drinks by
alone.
Himself.
4 hours later, she comes home.
He's like, hey! Hello. He's all lovey, having a couple of glasses of wine. Y'all, he's tipsy at the least. He goes up and kisses her.
He does.
I immediately went, oh my God, you've been drinking a lot.
We come to find out, guess what? When I was at the pub, I met an American girl.
She was. And...
And they do a flashback, and I'm sorry, but I have to say this. Christian in a backwards hat does nothing to me.
Oh, good.
Nothing.
Now, he's like...
Not even moved.
Now, when they showed this clip of him talking to this woman...
I mean, I'm like some guy's face when you're sitting in a rimming chair, just numb. Sorry, I had to get that.
I'm like a dog scraping itself across, scraping its ass across the carpet.
I can't feel my nose, Mr. Anthony.
Shut up. Shut up and let me do my work.
I think I chipped a tooth. Boy, you ate it.
Occupational hazard.
Sorry, okay, I'm done. You were saying.
He's like, yeah, I. He's talking to her, obviously flirting with her.
Obviously.
And I want to say one thing. This is not defense. This is not me defending him. Every time he flirts with a woman who is slightly attractive, he puts on that same feel. I think if he's been in relationships, I guarantee you his partners have had a problem with this.
Yeah.
Because this is how he gets when he's talking to women. So he's like, the kind of weird thing is I invited her. Now,
he's like, what? He's like, yeah, I invited her to Thanksgiving.
And Chloe's like, Cleo's like, it's weird. I wouldn't invite someone to my house that I haven't known, like people I haven't known for years.
Not his house.
It's not. He should have asked her. But I'm going to say one thing. Americans have a tradition of you don't have anywhere to go on Thanksgiving.
I was going to say that too.
So come to our house. However, it was not his house. He should have texted Cleo or called her and then asked.
She already, but he shouldn't have done it full stop. If it was a man, it would have been probably still not great, but he didn't need to ask another woman.
He did not need to ask another woman because there's already been him when he's drinking talking to other women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Terrible. Anyway.
But I think Cleo would have had a problem if it was a man too because she wants attention from him.
Yeah. Cleo is an open wound of need.
Oh, did you see her face whenever he said, I got this because in the costume,
oh,
her face was just,
because
you love me.
You saw like bluebirds fly around her
but
head.
It wasn't even happy. It was kind of like, oh, I'm in love. So she says, I'm seeing a pattern and it makes me worried for the future. Snake charm.
Oh, the drag race shade.
Yeah, yeah.
Shade rattle.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, yes.
Misha and Nicola.
Oh.
Y'all, the plot point we have been waiting all season for
means
is
nothing.
Past.
It's past.
The brothers.
Maybe this is going to go on forever because it's a whole new plot line.
The brothers, after a while, don't seem to have a problem. He is still clamming up about who Misha is. And finally, he says. He's like, well, I she put up a post about Jesus online and I had to correct her like a man.
I had to correct her like a man.
I had to correct her like a man should.
I'd explain to her how she was so womanly and wrong.
And then we started to speak, and then we developed romantic feelings, and now hopefully things are going to be, we're going to get engaged. And y'all, this was delivered in, if you were talking about, I've been growing this piece of moss for my science project, and then it started to grow more, and now I think it's going to give me some rhizomes.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was actually a little too invested, the way you said it, in comparison.
And a little romantic.
Romantic, yes. It's, he tells her this, and the brother says, it was like out of a comedy, because the brother said, wait, you mean you've known for 6 years, and you said nothing about it? And he goes, yeah. And then he tells the mom, and the mom goes, forget about it.
Great.
Great.
He's not a faggot.
Just happy he's happy. Sure. And even the brother's like, But mom, he wants to be with her. He's going to go to the U.S. He's going to fly away and never return.
Well, you know what? I wish him a great life.
Have go with God.
You know what I thought? She's so ready for that sourpuss asshole to get out of her fucking house.
Here's what I'm... He's the problem child of the family.
And
a loser.
She loves
Not
him.
Not a loser, I should say.
She loves him, but he irritates the shit out of her.
I think he's a man child. I don't know.
You think?
But we don't know a lot what he does for work. I don't think he... Yeah, I think he has to be taken care of a lot.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Which I don't think Misha is going to love that. When he comes to the U.S.
By the way, she commented on a meme that we put up.
She did. She told us to pray for her.
I would have never thought I would become a fan of this woman.
I like her. I am praying for her because this guy's an asshole.
Does she read like the Fox News holiday daytime team?
Megan Fox News.
But I enjoy her, and she does seem to know what communication is like, and she is standing up for herself.
She does great makeup.
Agreed. She looks gorgeous.
She does.
So anyway, they are finally. Misha explains this. Before she was a Catholic, she didn't know God. Then she got married and has two kids. She's not a virgin.
She fucked a mom.
And
then she fucked a guy.
And tells mom she's divorced. And mom goes, "So what? You know, I say, go on, get married, live your life.
Live your life. Make yourself happy before I die." Whoa.
So
I wrote, I love this mother.
And then the brother's like, I think you need to open your life up more to us. Now, I do think this is, they've probably been skeptical of things of him before. So it is a little doublespeak.
Because they're like, he's going to fuck it up.
But I also think they were on camera. So anyway, y'all, next thing, people are jumping into the water and Nicola says, I'm so relieved. That was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And they're in Accra, I believe, which is his childhood town. And they're in a hummus restaurant, which I can imagine was delicious.
It looked delicious. Mm-hmm. I will say before they went to, I just will say Misha already says in her talking head, this wasn't a big deal to his family at all. It makes me wonder, is this in Nicola's head? Is this his
100%,
thing?
And I'm surprised it took her this long.
No, I'm not, because she didn't know anything about the family. Remember, he kept her from the family. He kept the family from her. She knew no details.
That makes sense. And I think she has a point there. I think so too. And
waitress! Waitress!
She's like, you shouldn't scream. She's like, we love everybody here. It's fine, Misha.
Come serve me, wench.
And then he says, he's like, last night, things were weird. You seem to be quick to want them to dislike me.
Yes.
And he's like, your body language, you were showing zero affection. He doesn't show affection at all. Y'all, in the next clip, he's massaging mud on her, and it looks
for next week
like someone's bathing a dog.
It does. It reminded me when he told his mother.
Actually, it's too loving.
Remember when you would
it's my father bathing Muffin. It's not a cool thing to watch. It's very, very difficult.
Your mother just yelling at him how to do it too.
Yes.
Also,
Muffin does not like a bath.
Why does your mother bathe Muffin?
Because it's too difficult. She's moving away and trying to.
Did they ever have that dog trained?
Absolutely not. She's a nightmare. I bought I bought lessons at Petco.
You bought your mother dog lessons at Petco?
Yeah. It's an extremely passive aggressive
gift. That's a very passive aggressive.
Not dog lessons. I bought her where they could go together and have her trained.
When did you do that?
About 3 years ago.
Guess they didn't go.
And she's still a nightmare.
Did your mother take her?
No. No.
Wow.
Yeah. Muffin's behavior is abhorrent.
I guess they're not.
No, I don't have any issues with you being divorced. I love you lots.
I love you lots. I forgot what I was going to say, but I worry they are going to be together.
I think so.
And she's going to be stuck with this guy.
She was, y'all. Because
she's going to put it up to faith and that God will work it out. And I'm like, or God is showing you the signs to say, God's saying, knock, knock, knock. Hey, girl. Yep. Leave.
Like JoJo. Get out right now.
Leave.
You don't know,
I don't know that song.
JoJo.
JoJo Siwa?
No. Oh. JoJo the pop singer who was in Moulin Rouge recently.
The movie? No.
No,
oh, you mean the play?
Show. I want to brain you with the fucking earth tree.
Well.
Please just follow the cultural clues that I've given you.
Let's talk about David and Sheila.
Before we do that, I think you should talk about, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Oh.
The Last Resort.
Thank you for that reminder. Thank you.
Your Last Resort corner.
Angela has, not my last one, but this show's, you know, the Lost Resort.
Which episode is this?
This is episode, I need to talk about
episode two.
Because I've seen three. But episode two, one thing you need to know, I've never seen feet dirtier in my life than Angela's feet. At one point, they told her talking on a bed, and the bottom of her soles were just dark cement gray.
Country people don't wear shoes. I would like to tell you that she's an outlier. That's just country people.
There are, though, moments. Like, because I know most everyone hates Angela. Like, but we just had a sissy in the Facebook group. A brave sissy, I may add, that said, because people came at her, not in a mean way, but said, don't kill me, but I think Angela and Michael are cute, and I like watching them. And then she said, I've got to leave, bye. But
she said Michael is cute.
But she liked them together.
Yeah.
That was my understanding. All right. So, but what I was, one thing that this, it's interesting, it kind of changed. She shows her ass in episode three.
Of course she does.
But in this episode, at one point, Michael, so y'all, they're doing the group
on
therapy.
On iPad.
They're doing the group therapy. It wasn't as explosive as episode one. pardon me. They still are talking about, the Kalani and Asuelu accepting the BJ and the hall pass and all
did
that.
Did the BJ for real?
Yeah. The guy she fucks a hot Samoan guy. Yeah. Or what? Well, I think he's, what's he Samoan?
Looks like it.
Yeah. But
baby girl's got a type.
Baby girl's got a type. So I'm coffee from doing the baby girl Lisa voice. So
it's satisfying for me.
I know. I'll have to get some tea in a minute. excuse me.
Jesus.
Well, you do that voice when you've been up all night taking care of drunk Mary Payne. You know. Anyway, so Ingrid wasn't here. I had to shoulder the responsibility.
I went to bed. I can't deal with this foolishness.
So. She took the hall pass. They're talking about that. But, you know, Kalani and Swayler are going to try to work things out. But at one point, Angela says, I can't do Angela's voice because I'll have a coffee fit. But she says, I see the way that Aunt Kalani and Asuelu, they're trying to forgive one another, work through this. And I realize I need to be more forgiving of Michael.
What?
If they can do this, then I need to be that for him.
I can't believe it.
And I just went, gunk.
I've never heard her speak that way.
Ever. Ever. I will say, the therapists that they got on this so far are all excellent. And know their fucking shit.
I'm still not watching it.
No. Mary Payne said that too.
I know. I just.
And so.
I'm Big Brother. I'm watching Big Brother. Well, I did a Big Brother corner on Monday, you guys.
And people, there's a big thing that
on the Toe Show.
Yeah, it's on Toe now, y'all, because that airs right after.
Yeah.
It. So that's what it's going to be from now on.
I had a lot to say about Hysom.
Yes.
Let's just say that.
So who's eventually going to be Bysom?
Hysom. No, he Gaysom.
He Gaysom.
He's not Bysom. He Gaysom.
But Bysom. But the big,
oh, he's Bysom. I get it.
Yeah,
I think we're bisexual.
No,
scream at me. Say, pick up the cultural clues I'm giving you.
It's fine. I can't be mad at you. Can't. And so, the big reveal of this episode was Yara has been hiding the fact that she's been taking birth control from Jovi. You were right.
I was thinking about it on air.
Yeah.
I thought it would be the fact she's been taking birth control.
Yes. And, you know, I appreciate your insight from just fucking everyone in Baton Rouge that you know a lot about young
men. I know a lot of Jovis.
But Jovi gets highly upset at this, like really upset. He acts almost...
That means all the jizz I put in you inside of you was not nothing. Doing anything.
He literally acts like she's cheated on him.
Yep.
It's such a big...
His feelings are so fragile because when he has them, they're so important. They need to be like, they're like Riley's feelings. They need to be hid away in a safe. They're so fragile. And if you break them, what a horrible thing you've done to me.
Yeah.
Because you can so get when some straight men have feelings, they are like they're so valuable. Gossamer.
So valuable. That's mm-hmm. basically all that you can it's pretty hilarious that there's this real shitty little hot tub at the end. And
I did see a clip of that. And Ed was naked.
Yeah. Ed like flashed Angela his dick. And Angela flashed her titties. And so they are drunker than Cooter Brown in this hot. Like Angela looks like her bottom teeth are going to separate. Yeah. Or fake teeth. So it's.
She probably almost fell out. I think she has dentures.
In this small hot tub that is literally. It's not even the size of a Kohler Diamond edition tub. It is small.
Kohler Diamond?
I plumb and talk. Anyway, sorry, get it from my dad.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Plumb and talk. Anyway, so in the hot tub are Ed, Liz, Angela, Molly, and Kelly. It looks like
a Sandals resort.
It's it's so packed in there. It just looks
swingersy.
Yeah, it looks uncomfortable. But
those are big people. Those are some big people.
You see Kelly and Ed fight because Ed calls him a bitch again, even though he apologized for it the first time. So you start to get all that stupid drama. Angela's now going at Ed, defending Kelly. Yeah. She gets in a fight with Liz. Show ends.
I'm really glad I'm not watching.
It's still very enjoyable. Even Mary Payne went, God dang. I mean, so it is. I just emailed her today. Kim and I, I'm going to be doing with some other shows too. I've talked to Mary Real, but Kim and I are definitely going to talk about this. It's going to be on their Patreon and RRG Plus. That's
perfect.
How they want. So, but we're going to do that in September when I get back. We're going to kind of do.
Yeah. I don't have to be involved.
Well, if there's something that I feel like is a must see for you, I'm going to make you sit down and watch it.
Who's you and what army?
Oh, I'll tape you down to the couch and put those, because you've got that fucking Rimmon chair, and tape you to that. Tape your eyelids open like Clockwork Orange. I'm still enjoying it. I've seen also episode 3. I'm going to say this about episode 3. Well, you can see me watch it if that video ever gets released.
If that video, it's like the Zapruder film.
Yes, exactly. If that gets released, it won't be on art, but it'll be on Pink Shade. Mm-hmm.
The video may or may not exist.
But when there was a moment, we all were just like, oh my fucking God.
Wow.
We were
like,
shocked.
That you were appalled, or a secret was revealed?
Appalled. Something that happened that was appalling to us.
Oh.
What I like about Last Resort? especially with Kalani Asuelu, and it's starting to happen with Jovi and Yara, you're wrong. They do have problems, and they are coming out. And it is feels very raw and real, but also, at least for Kalani and Asuelu, it almost feels, it's kind of like watching Dr. Pimple Popper. I'm not enjoying it, but it also, there's a catharsis in seeing the, just their relationship finally dissolve.
And
when
them,
we all knew it was
And them
shit.
To talk about real feelings.
Real feelings and real things. So that was episode 3, and then episode 4 is going to be like a sex person. So they're going to be talking about sex stuff.
Oh, no.
I got to, it's well done.
David and
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Gila. So, y'all, he's going to buy a ring, ringy, dingy, dingy, ding, ding, ding.
Go a ring, and ding, and ding, ding, ding.
And, y'all, Amy the interpreter's not available, and Sheila's going to some type of prayer service for her mother, which I'm sure there's been a lot, because her mother's been dead like a week. And y'all, time for Def Cam.
This one made a little more sense because they did, but I was kind of like, do we need all? It was a lot.
It felt like, and he was asking where the ring is, and he was in this marketplace, and like people were showing him like seafood. It felt like the beginning of Beauty and the Beast.
It did. That's too expensive.
That's too expensive. There must be more than this provincial lord.
It really wasn't that expensive. It's only $85 for that ring.
I know. God. So
He does say, so he wants to buy a ring because David says, there are new ways I fall in love with her, though especially the way she interacts with her family and her son.
I
need them to work it out.
I really do think these two are going to make it.
I need them too.
We thought that from the beginning of this season because both of them are pretty earnest.
I would never do this because it's not for us to get involved. We're kind of like those wildlife photographers, y'all. We have to watch the baby bison get eat by the tigers. We have to.
I don't know. You kind of root for the tiger.
We can't.
I do.
We can't interfere.
It's just nature taking its course.
All right. Well, sure.
Apex predator at work.
Yeah. Okay. You PETA people call poodle that jake it or fake it. Not me. But
that was like me in the party last night. I was the apex predator.
Wow, okay.
And y'all, there are not a lot of queerlings here, so it's kind of hard to pick off the defenseless ones.
Whoa.
I have to keep my eyes peeled at these parties.
Whoa. Whoa. I'm speechless.
When you see two earrings, it's a good chance.
It's a good chance. So, but they... But what was I talking about?
I'm sorry.
No, that's
I way
okay.
Led you. It's
and
my
I'm,
fault.
I'm, my brain's tired.
Apex
from
predators.
What happened? Where am I?
You said we're like the wildlife photographers.
We're like the David Attenboroughs, Attenbutt boys, whatever. We have to watch this happen, and with David and Sheila, it's. I don't remember what I was going to say.
I don't
just
know where
flew
you're going
out of
with
my
it.
Head. What I would say, we have to watch it. We're talking about Last Resort. They fell in love. Oh, well. Continue.
That was really cogent.
Well, sorry. I couldn't remember now.
So, he has less than a week in the Philippines. And
yep.
And she said, and Amy, he said she gets jealous of Amy being there. So, they're going to go to the beach without Amy.
Yes.
And they're going to, and they, he can't wait, and he's like, grinning face with star eyes, grinning face with star eyes, grinning face with star eyes emoji.
Star eyes
emoji. Uh-oh, eyes emoji.
Eyes emoji. I know what I was going to say now.
Okay.
I said, like, we want to get involved. They're the first couple I've ever wanted to start a GoFundMe to raise money for them.
I think there was something about that.
We can't do that. I will never do that. I won't donate. I'm like, it's not for us to
you
do.
Mean to get her to the U.S.?
Just to get them clothes. I don't think he makes enough money when she gets here.
Yeah, it's fair.
That was it. But yes, so, he's texting.
I believe in their genuine affection for one another.
I do too.
Yeah. So he wants her to practice her ASL. And
apparently he was a little, he was very nice about it, but he's a little upset, kind of hurt feelings that she doesn't.
And my thing was, it was much easier for her to talk over the computer for text. So I kind of understand what she's saying,
I
too.
I do, too. Because if you're not around people.
This felt producer initiated.
Because, yeah. Because when you came back from Colombia, your Spanish dirty talk was way better.
Had whole dreams of in Spanish.
You were exposed.
Yeah. Most of them were things you say while naked, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Pristine Spanish.
Pristine.
But the dirtiest things said.
Okay, they're heading off on this trip, and she was like, it's a long trip, and y'all...
They're gonna make love a lot.
Now they didn't have sex a lot the first time. How come, Poodle?
His dick is big. It's an American dick.
American dick.
You had an American dick.
That was a good callback.
I still say, y'all, David's dick is so red and angry, and it's fat, and the head is just like a clown's nose. It is just right there.
Again, like been too long in a cock ring.
Yes.
Just and going, she's like, let me out to semen you.
Telling you, that dick is furious.
She is also petite.
She is tiny.
She is very petite and not for, but sometimes the vaginismus is a thing. So maybe she has, you know.
Where'd you come up with that? A sissy must have told you that.
What?
Vaginismus.
No, I knew about that.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Who told you?
No, I've had friends that have had it.
What is it?
It's, now, it is when it's hard to have sex because you're, it's not, I don't want to say like tight because I think that guys talk about women being tight. I don't like that verbiage. Yeah. But anatomically, it is harder for you to take a penis or receptacle. You know, this is lost on you because you don't understand that at all. Mm-hmm. He's going, y'all, if you're watching it to a reporter, he's looking at me going,
it's that meme of that woman with figures.
Yes.
Kind of being right at
I mean, I'm the same. When my friend told me, I went, you just get more lube. You just breathe through. It's not that. It's a medical condition.
Yeah.
I'm like, to me, I said, well, then you just get on top of them and sweep your feet out under you, and you'll just fall on it. It'll hurt for a little bit, but you'll get used to it. That's what I did in college.
You'll just fall on it.
Apparently, it's not the way.
Like falling on like a mushroom.
Yes.
Anyway, that's what it is. It's a big mushroom-headed dick. So, y'all, David basically says, I had to
work. Yeah, you need to not go to sleep tonight.
Yeah. I had to work a lot to pay for this resort where they are, but I really want this to be perfect. Let's practice signing, and they say, basically, and Sheila says, yeah, I like signing with you, but why don't we shower? And I went, atta girl.
Well, ago.
She does pretty good. Well played, Sheila. Get away from the argument and say, let's take a bath together. Tease your angry mushroom. That's all I've got.
That's all I got. Is that the show?
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. Oh, good. I'm going to have to make a throat coat tea for the second episode. It'll be good for me. All right, everybody. You can find us at realitygaze.com. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on TikTok. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us in your back alley sometimes if you look hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
sitting there with my hand on my hip,
mm-hmm.
just waiting.
Just standing there. You can also thank you again for Sissy Janie for not only creating Darfield, but actually sending me a GIF. A GIF, a Darfield GIF. You also get it ready. March will be coming in September. So, well, it was. We're going to be so busy now, but we've said it has to be about October now, so it's got to happen. Maybe you can be in charge of that.
I don't mind. Send me all the stuff.
That's just as much work if I have to send it. That sounded just like your mother, didn't it? Yep. If I got to send it, I might as well just do it myself, Father Poodle.
It was triggering.
I'm sorry. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And y'all, if we would have told our mothers, I'm getting married to this woman who has four arms and one leg, they would all say, great!
Great!
Call us if that was you too.